Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
Put on Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. My book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ruth King. Ruth is here. I know. I'm excited, too. ProfitabilityRevolution.com is the website where you can find all those videos that I told you about, something under a billion of them there that you can weed through and use to your little heart's content, and I encourage you to go there and become a member of her team, her organization. You'll thank me later. The Courage to Be Profitable, still, in my mind, one of the best books that any small business owner could ever have, and she's our good friend. Ruth, thanks again for being here. We're talking about embezzlement, a new type of embezzling that you'd never seen before. As you describe it, it doesn't sound like it's that, and it sounds like somebody should have already come up with that by now.
I would think so, but I had never seen it. I mean,
so the line items of the guy was saying, I know I'm charging enough, I've got enough sales, I know what my gross profit is, but I'm still not putting enough money on the bottom line. And I've got my budget here, my QuickBooks is working fine. And then you found this inside of the expenses.
Exactly. Because, I mean, Jim, I would never, you know, I go through my process when I do pricing and everything else like that. This is the first time this has ever happened. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was totally ingenious. You know, I always say that the job of the good embezzler is to become the trusted bookkeeper. Mm-hmm. And this is an embezzler who was really, really, really smart.
Mm-hmm. Now, if they had obviously trusted.
Yeah, think about it. They'd use their smarts for something that was for the good rather than for themselves. But anyway, that's another story. But, you know, all the things that you would think, you know, like payroll and payroll taxes and things that you could very easily know in your head that this is about right or this doesn't look right and stuff like that were right. But, you know, in the overhead expenses, there were probably 100 items, maybe not quite 100. But if you take a couple hundred here and a couple hundred here, mm-hmm. and, you know, $50 here and there over a year's time, that's a buck a week.
So you found, one big item you found was auto expense, right?
Yeah, auto expense was a couple hundred dollars off, and that was the biggest one. Mm-hmm. But everything else was a couple bucks off here.
It wasn't because I know when I look at a P&L, I'm looking for big numbers, right? I'm looking for things that jump out, like if the auto expense is almost like as much as payroll or something like that.
There's something wrong.
Yeah, yeah. But when auto expense in any given month is $250, and every other month it jumps up to $500, nobody's going to blink at that.
Yeah, exactly. But don't forget, this is over a year's time period, so
right.
a couple hundred dollars.
And it's a small business. It's not like they got a cost accounting operation there.
Exactly. So what I would suggest every small business owner to do, if you're listening to this, take, you know, and he had it on QuickBooks and everything else like that.
Right.
Take whatever's on your overhead expenses as QuickBooks says it is, and put those numbers in an Excel spreadsheet, mm-hmm. and make sure they add.
See, they add up. Just copy and paste.
Yeah.
Copy and paste and do the formula.
Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it. I mean, that was pretty. It was pretty ingenious.
Over a year's time, this person had walked off with $60,000.
51 last year.
51.
And I don't know. I didn't see the years before, so I don't know. This was just the first time
right.
I'd seen his
finances. And so, what did you say to him when you found this?
Well, he had his office manager in his office who did the books. So I didn't say a whole lot on the phone, and I sent him a big email afterwards. And quite frankly,
What did you say on the phone while the office manager could listen?
I said, look, the numbers aren't adding up here.
Oh.
Here's the numbers we add, and here's the numbers that your QuickBooks add. And there was dead silence on the other end of the phone.
Crickets.
And I knew something was up.
Crickets.
Yeah. So I just let it go, sent him a long, big email. Mm-hmm. And I think he's really embarrassed about it, to be perfectly frank.
You think
but he shouldn't be.
The owner was?
All small business owners I mean, we think we have trusted bookkeepers. I see embezzlement.
You've got to trust people or you can't get anything done. There's too much to do.
Yeah.
And so then what happened? You sent him an email and...
I haven't heard from him since.
Oh, you still... Oh, really?
Yeah, I think he's embarrassed.
This was recently then, huh?
This was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. So after the email, you didn't hear a word?
Nope.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he's just worked it out.
Could be.
Yeah. maybe the person went back and said, "Boss, I got you're going to find it eventually. I'm the problem. I've been doing this, and what do we do about it?" Maybe that person did that.
Probably quit would be my guess.
Yeah. What should you do in a case like that? Should you prosecute those people?
If you want my personal opinion, yes, but it's also a matter of money. A lot of companies say, okay, if you make restitution and go away, and that goes from that perspective. Doing something like that, since if she didn't have check signing authority, would be very hard to prosecute.
Mm-hmm.
If she had check signing authority, would be very hard to prosecute. If she did not have check signing authority, then you can go from
the felony. How did that person get that money out of there?
Oh, it's really easy because all you're going to do is you're going to take a couple of bucks here and a couple of bucks there. You're going to write a check to some company that sounds like an auto expense company.
Oh, so you're actually going to write a check. There will be an actual check to cover it. It just won't be the company that did the work.
Yeah, exactly.
And then that person will endorse it and cash it somewhere?
Yeah, it's easy.
Okay.
Yeah, wow. or you take it out of petty cash and call it.
Right.
I mean, I know some business owners who keep $5,000 or $6,000,
yeah,
supposedly,
yeah,
$5,000 or $6,000 in petty cash.
They can do that.
Guess what? You can just do it that way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Plus,
petty cash is the real cash. That's where I've had embezzlement before in a business I owned one time. Hold on to that thought. Right back with Ruth King, ProfitabilityRevolution.com. Check out that website. You'll thank me later. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.